Hello, good morning to you, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to the world. My dog is listening right here on the East Coast. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times of plane of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me as this is a call-in show. And you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask for you to have it be specific and ask one question so we could get to all of the callers. And how the show is set up for the first quarter, we take I give you a tip of the week, and then we open up those phone lines, and I'll give you the phone number so you could get ready to dial it. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819 is the number to call for your questions. And today I want to talk about Mother's Day. It's coming up this Sunday, Mother's Day for all of us that don't know that, and the importance of honoring the mother, or think of it as the divine feminine within us. Right now, we are going through a cleansing period collectively and individually, and what we're cleansing, clearing, reclaiming, and having a unification period here is with the divine feminine within all of us. So you don't have to be a physical mother to be going through this period. It's great to have a day to honor the mother within this, and that also includes Mother Earth. That's our mother here on our planet who allows us to have food, homing, house, air that we breathe, plants. And so it's a time for us to be reflective, a time for us to be grateful, have an attitude of gratitude. And also, that's the collective consciousness, but also honoring the mother within all of us, which is, again, the goddess energy, the divine goddess. And ever since the year 2000, we've been having what I call these love washes. And these love washes are coming down to help balance the divine feminine within us. And that feminine part is our receptive part. It's where I see on the left side of the energy of our ability to take in, to receive energy, life force, prana. And that also equates to in your everyday life, opportunities, relationships, jobs. And so it's really important for us to be in balance and have that balance of giving and receiving. And think of that the mother is all about the divine mother. We have representations of Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, or what I call is the divine blue lady, who ever since I was 3 years old, I saw as my surrogate mother. And she was always there to be comforting, to be compassionate, to teach us that how important nurturing is, nurturing ourselves, being able to hold that compassion for other people. And so recognizing that all of us have that divine male and divine female energy within us is part of our balancing part right now. We're getting more in tune with the earth. Think about all the green movements right now. And so that's wonderful, the collective consciousness becoming more in tune with the rhythms of the Mother Earth, and going with the rhythms instead of resisting it. In our individual life, it's a real good opportunity for us to look at the left side of our energy. And so that's taking time to look at our lineage, our message that we received from our mothers, from our aunts, from our teachers, from the divine feminine. What kind of messages did we receive? What did we get? What kind of subconscious messages did we receive? And also to be able to release them, because a lot of times what I see in women's energy fields in particular is that they tend to give out more than they do to take in energy. So they tend to care, nurture those around them instead of making sure that they're in balance for themselves. So this is a real good time during this week to really, again, sit down, write out messages or stories that you remember from your mother, your aunt, your grandmother. And this is a time of reclaiming that stories and making it be where you're much more imbalanced. If you were taught to give the shirt off your back, balance, feed everybody else, and place yourself last, and then do the dishes, and then you eat, all of that is not being in balance. This is about taking that divine feminine energy, taking the knowledge passed down by the feminine energy, passed down by the females in our life, and also understand that this absolutely individually affects our left side of our energy field. And that's our ability, again, to take in life force, prana, in that relates to opportunities. So this is all a huge balancing act, and we're also opening up to what I call love washes that we're preparing for that are coming in June that are really affecting the left side of the energy field, which is the electrical part. So think of that we're all made up of a bio electrical magnetic energy. So the first part of this year, we were really being called collectively to clear out the right side. That's our male lineage, and that prepared us to be more prepared to open up to the left side of the energy. And again, that's the divine feminine, the receiving, to be receptive, to take in, the ability to take in, because it all comes down to balance. And it comes down to that balance is so important. It's so that homeostasis is a natural state that we all reach for, seek for in our bodies, consciously or unconsciously. So the more we direct the energy consciously, the more you're in flow with life, and you absolutely can tell how your life is going by just noticing those places in your life as far as jobs, opportunities, relationships. Do you feel in flow with that? Are you giving more energy than are you receiving? And if you are off balance, then to be able to do tools to get yourself back more in balance. That's why I always talk about energy exercises. I always talk about recognizing yourself as an energetic being. Clear yourself throughout the day, attune yourself. It doesn't have to be long things. You could do a bubble of light around you, and you could be good for the day, meaning that bubble is allowing you to show your expression, your heart signature, and it's also allowing you protection for any of the lower energies that are out there. So think of yourself, again, as a individual being in this big collective oneness of consciousness, and as we're remembering, realigning, and reawakening and realigning our energy field, balance is the key, and our connection to the divine mother, being the Mother Earth, and also the divine feminine goddess within us. And that allows us to, again, hold more of that high-frequency energy, and that allows us to clear off any kind of blocks that we have, patterns that we have that could literally block us from money, from relationships. They're literally within your energy field, and the more you take in that energy, the more it clears out, opens up those pathways to hold more of that divine prana, and then you start directing your energy like the master that you are. We're in this huge evolutionary leap right now, and there's not one person that's not feeling the effects right now. And so this is where a time for us to take action, be proactive instead of reactive. And this is where we want to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and put our energy out there, but again, in a very proactive way, not in a fearful way. This is when we're to not to recognize where every single time we put out a balanced energy signature, the more it's like a radio station. It attunes other people to become more balanced. When we put out static, then we cause static around other people. And so realize that each and every single one of us affects everybody, that we all attune everybody. And so the more that we are in tune and attune ourselves and we direct our energy with our attention and intention, and so the more we put our intention and attention on how we are living our life daily, the more we could create that balance. And that balance allows us to have more of that, again, homeostasis, that more of that peace, more of that feeling in flow with life instead of feeling like you're in struggle and going uphill, like a fish going uphill is my symbol. So take in this time again this week to really review, honor the mothers in your life. And a lot of times we can have surrogate mothers. And this is honoring the mother within you. Nurture yourself, take care of yourself, be able to make sure that your physical, mental, emotional bodies are cleaned out and nurtured. And so we can't think of garbage in, garbage out. So if we fill ourselves with garbage, with food, with thoughts, then we're going to feel, again, off balance. This is a great time for us to release and to really align ourselves with those divine energy, the life force prana, and to be able to direct ourselves as the divine beings that we are, the angels have in the human experience, and then we'll experience that in every single part of our life. And so that's the tip of the day. Be able to remember Mother's Day is coming up, and this is all about honoring the mother within you and the mother that we inhabit on the Mother Earth right now, and to that we all can do something daily and throughout the day. It's not just the one day a year that we are able to honor the mother. It's like instead of having it to be a Hallmark holiday, is what I call it, it's like being able to honor the mother within us every single day, and that will allow us to, again, open up our whole left side of our energy field, and we perceive and look at life totally different. And to contact me for more information, we have a lot of classes coming up. We have the Mastery Series coming up the third week of May. We also have the Awakening Your Divine Empowerment coming up on Sunday, the last week of May, or the second week of the 26th. And a lot of stuff coming up. So we have, just check out the website because it has all the information that you could, that you want. We also really encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter, and that gives you the information that what we're doing. We do a lot of teleclasses, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world where you could listen to us and to tap into all the information that we have. So you can get all the information at www.carrieoconnor.com, and our email address is union1111@yahoo.com. Again, www.carrieoconnor.com or union1111@yahoo.com. And so we'll be going to our first break, and then we'll be going back to the phone lines when we get back.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides. Performance Velocity brings you the Breakthrough Human Performance Formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
I'd like to do that. And, again, the phone lines here are open at 1-800-930-2819. We have up first is Lynn. She's calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. She recently had her grandmother pass on, so we want to send her condolences to her and her family. She wants to know if you may touch with her, Carrie, on her grandmother passing. So, Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing well, Carrie. Thank you.
I'm sorry about your grandmother's passing.
Thank you.
A lot of times they like to give us number, smells, and births to let us know they're around. The first thing your grandmother's given is the number 444. So pay attention to seeing that on clocks, on billboards, on license plates, on all of a sudden you get groceries and it's $44.44. That's also an April component as far as the month of April, as in birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over. She also gives you a bunch of red roses with pink in them, and that's all about love, unconditional love. And right in the smack in the middle, she puts lilac. So pay attention to, and she covers you all with red and purple energy. So that's all about the root chakra. That's all about deep love. The pink is about unconditional love. And that lilac is all about purple. It's open up your own intuition. It's the higher energies. She also shows me that she goes over the bridge, and it's interesting because she shows me Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, so I want to recognize the name Dottie, Dorothy, that kind of deal. And she also she's showing me the name Betty because she's showing me Betty White and a whole bunch of Bettys, and so Ugly Betty, and so she's really trying to get that name across. And so pay attention to that. She could be calling out to people that are alive or people that she's met. And I know Dorothy is somebody that she's met. She also shows me a little dog that looks like Toto from what Dorothy had on Wizard of Oz, and she shows me that this dog is somebody from, it's like a wiry terrier, and that it's something from her history, meaning that her grandmother could have this dog. And actually, she shows me that she was, like, frightened when she was little. She shows me that she was, like, 3 to 4 years old and could have been frightened by a dog, and it could have been a family story history as far as a grandmother or somebody, a great-aunt, that had a dog that scared her when she was little. And then so in being, think of her going across the bridge, and when I see them doing a bridge, that means going from one dimension to another, and then being greeted by her family, and then seeing this dog that she hasn't seen since she was 3 to 4 years old, but not having fear by it, by thinking, my gosh, I understand that this is a dog that used to scare me, and this is a dog that's coming to greet me. So part of her, when I see a red royal carpet, that means to me, I'm amazed by things that come out. And also, she's greeted by her husband, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because she shows me that her husband stands there, and so she's greeted by the ladies first. So imagine a whole bunch of ladies coming in, and that your grandfather does a grand entrance on his own. He also shows me the number 1515, so that's the 15th of the month, 15 years ago, something significant with 15, because he's clearly saying the number 1515. And also, he dresses up like with a symbolic tux on, and they don't wear clothes over there because when we get out of our physical body, we turn back to energy. But what he's saying is that his whole thing is imagine her being embraced by a lot of females and getting into that, just what I call is that, getting their spiritual shoes on, getting the ropes over there, and then her husband pats out of the blue, and then he's dressed up for the occasion, and that there's a part of him that doesn't like tight things around his neck. He could have not liked tuxes or tight ties, and so she's recognizing, at first she says, who the heck is that, because he looks so golden, and he looks so light, and at first she doesn't recognize him, then she realizes that it's him. And so, again, pay attention to seeing the numbers 444. Think of that she's not only is she said that she had to go because she's showing me my stomach. She's pointing to her stomach, and I'm seeing like a burning. I'm feeling a burning in my stomach. And so it was like her body was getting tired. She also shows me as far as I see aloe juice and somebody that people that hold stuff in their stomach. And she's also handing it to you. And this doesn't mean about any kind of stomach cancer or colon cancer. This is about people that on the both sides of the family can tend to hold stuff in their abdomen, in their gut, and hold their emotions. And so she definitely is giving people aloe juice because that's a very good thing. It calms your colon down. And also pay attention to what she should. When I see a mirror in doorways, it's like seeing stuff, Lynn, out of the corner of your eyes in mirrors, like a glimpse. And even sometimes it's like shiny little stuff that looks like sparkles. And especially over the next 4 days, 4 hours, 4 weeks. And it doesn't seem like it's into 4 months because that's a visitation from her. And she also calls you daughter instead of granddaughter, so she recognizes the relationship. And also she says distance. And so there could have been some distance as far as physical distance, or that there was a time when you had to go away, like a move. She's shown me I got married, my first marriage, I moved out from Connecticut over to California. And so I was out in California for a couple of years. So there's some time in the history where there was a distance, and then there was a part of you coming back, and she recognizes she's talking about that time. So think of her again. She's actually really surprised too that about how much she still feels alive over there, because she's showing me religion. Like when I see crosses, I was raised Catholic, so all my symbols are going to be from Catholicism, but how different it is from the book or from any kind of dogma that she was taught. And so it's much more freeing than that. So again, pay attention to seeing the number 444, smelling lilac, smelling roses, and also she thanks people for the prayers because they helped her get over on the other side, and she's greeted by friends, and she keeps on talking about Dorothy and Betty that comes and meets her, like imagine old friends. She also shows me sister-in-law's energy meets her too, and I see a sister that died at a very young age, where somebody like a sister to her could have even been a cousin or a neighbor, but it was somebody close. She also calls out to a Megan, and I feel like a Megan is a live person, if she doesn't make sense. And she wants to recognize that too. And so as far as Megan, as far as somebody, she wants to give the message to Megan too, and also chins up to Megan, meaning put her chin up, and that she's in and around Megan too. She also gives a sign of hummingbirds, and hummingbirds are give him joy all year around. So you could be singing literally hummingbirds, singing cards with hummingbirds, or she's shown me wind chimes with hummingbirds. And again, when I see that, that's my sign of I'm here and I'm around you. Just call on me. I am getting the ropes over here. I'm doing well, and I'll continue to do well and give you more signs, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. And she also, the peace sign means I'm very much at peace, and to give everyone else that peace.
Cool. Thanks, Lynn, for calling in. And let's go off to another phone line there. Carrie, we have Tamara calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. She wants to know what angels, which ones they are, and if they're going to help her out in the near future. So, Tamara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. And so what was your question, hon?
What angels are working with me and in what area and finances for the rest of the year?
Okay. The first angel I see with you is Archangel Gabriel. I see Gabriel as a female. Some people see Gabriel as a male. Angels are androgynous, so it really doesn't matter. And also I see Archangel Michael with you really strong. And Michael comes in on the right side with a great big, think of blue-white sword, too, or like one of those lightsaber swords like you see in Star Wars. And he comes in to cut ties, comes in as a protector. And it's not about physical danger. It's about feeling that strength behind you and especially cutting ties that could hold us back. Think about situation scenarios or people that can drain you down. He stands really strong around you. Gabrielle, I pay attention to in particular because I always see her coming in with a horn that looks like a Christmas card. And so I pay attention to how high her horn is up in the air, because it's knowledge about what's going on over the next couple of months for you as far as bringing in the good news. So when the horn is way up in the air, it's like things are happening right now. She showed me the number 6, so think of 6 as the month of June, and she also shows me over the next 6 months. So pay attention from right now, May into June in particular, because she keeps on emphasizing June as a huge turning point, turning around point, especially the middle of June. She also is emphasizing, I see floodgates opening up. So think of things that you've been trying to manifest that seems like they were not planted, like seeds that we try to plant that could seem like they come in germination time. And so think of that from June over to the next 6 months out to the end of the year is a real harvest time as far as harvest, picking harvest, and that's all from hopes, dreams, and desires that you have been planting, seeding, trying to manifest. And so, and the floodgates opening also represents, because I see a lot of water going out, is emotions that have been held back, especially on the dad's side of the family. So she helps clear out the emotional body. And a lot of times we keep our emotions trapped in the emotional body and hold it really close to us. So think of her coming in with Archangel Michael to be able to clear out emotional issues of emotions, because she calls you a forerunner, Tamara, as far as in the family. And a lot of times that you've had to do this by yourself. I'm also saying that you had to grow up very fast at a very young age, and so that this is time for you to get a break. I also, when I see irons, and she brings in your grandmother, paternal, and she also does a sign of nice to meet you, so that could be a distance that you didn't get to see her, get to know her. She also, the grandmother's giving you the number 777, and that's also a July component as far as birthday, anniversary, and someone crosses over. And also, when I see a flag, it's not about patrioticness necessarily. It's all about independence, feeling free. Again, ability to think of that you're a phoenix through the fire, and you've been through many fires before. And I don't mean physical fires. I mean life trials and tribulations. They call it the dark nights of the soul. And this is where things are ironed out, and it's time for a level of peace for you. And that's where the floodgates of open up to be able to have, think of a green field in front of you with miracle growing. So it's an end of time for manifestation. So really be mindful of what you want to manifest, because it's time for that whole left side of the energy field, what I was talking about before, as far as us, our receiving side, our ability to receive, take in energy, opportunities, money, relationships, clearing out things from the past. And so there's a part where she gives you the horn and the strength to be able to receive the benefits from all the good that you've been doing and working, especially in the last 6 to 7 years, and it's time for fruition time, harvest time. They keep on emphasizing harvest, and so think of over the next 6 months, they emphasize, and again, May till October, and of taking in harvest, because I keep on seeing that cornucopia thing with a whole bunch of fruit, and they hand it to you, and so that's the angel. So I'd absolutely be working with Gabrielle and Michael, and again, it's not only them, because I also see a monk off to your right side, and so this monk is very much dressed as a monk. His energy feels like he's male. He covers his head, and so think of that. He comes in as far as being able to teach you peace, and sometimes it's like when to use words and when is silence more powerful than words. It's like when sometimes it's like our words can get in the way, or sometimes it's much more better to be quiet and just let the energy take care of itself. And so those people are surrounding you right now, and they also want you to know that they hear you. Pay attention to lights flickering. That's a sign that they're around. And pay attention to seeing master numbers 11, 11, 12, 12, and 10, 10. Those are all master numbers that the angels like to come in with, okay?
And the planet thing again, say that about the planet of the color green.
Excuse me, honey?
Did you say pay attention to the color green?
A lot of times Gabrielle comes in the color with the color green, and Archangel Michael comes in with a lot of white and blue. So think of Gabrielle absolutely comes in with the color, a lot of times the color green, and sometimes green, like the watermelon color is like green and pink.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very
You're
much,
welcome.
Gary.
Well, okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're going to go to another break, and we'll go back to the phone lines after this short break.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am Carrie O'Connor, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And, Benny, why don't we give out the phone number, because you do it so nicely.
Oh,
we'll go back to the phone line.
Well, thank you very much. Are you okay back there?
Me? Yeah,
sure. Okay, just making sure. Just making sure. The phone number here is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. We'll go off to the callers now. We have standing by, Jared is calling in from Kent, Washington. He's currently unemployed, and he's a little frustrated right now, like some people around here. I don't know. Thankfully, I'm not. I should be privileged. Jared, welcome to the show. Maybe Carrie can help you out, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Carrie.
So unemployed.
Hi. Yes.
All right. And what's the 555 with this? Because your paternal grandfather's in spirit. Also, do you have a father in spirit, too? Go to father, father-in-law.
Well, he's deceased.
Wait, excuse me?
He's deceased.
Yeah, that's what I mean when I mean in spirit. And so
yeah.
Think of that. The guys are coming in as far as strong males with you. And yet they're also, Jared, calling out to another Jared, but also they want to recognize the name Michael. I feel like I'm going to a middle Michael. The middle name Michael, and also a live Michael, that somebody that could be around you with the middle name Michael, that feels like a son, godson, cousin, nephew's energy. The biggest thing is the men are coming in strong with you, and giving you the number 555. So think of that, the fives are signs, so you're going to see that again on the clock. When you're driving, something makes you turn your head, you see a license plate 555. It kind of sticks out with you. He's also calling out to William and Bill. William Bill.
Yeah, and Uncle William.
William Bill coming in toward your life. And think of this as the month of five. This is May. And so that, think of this as also numerologically, fives are all about change, major change, shift, and changing. So think of that. He is emphasizing that May Day is where you could be feeling like without the job, feels like May Day, where it's like unsettling. It goes right down to our core survival issues. It goes down to security, safety, and it's being able to survive emotionally, physically, mentally when we have those periods in our life where it can feel like it's a mayday, right? And so being able to flip the energy from feeling survival into having to feel proactive versus reactive is what it comes down to, Jared. So think of that. This month in particular of May is turning point, especially what Dad's saying, over the next 5 days and the next 5 weeks. And I see you employed into the next five months. Does that mean it's going to take 5 months to get employed? No, it does not. I see you sitting and being employed for the next 5 months. And also, I see the number three. So that means in 5 months, like, you're already settled in. You already have been in the job for a while, and that you're comfortable there, because I look at your roots and I see that it looks like you've been rooted in there for a couple months. So hang in there, because that means over the next 3 months that you'll be getting a job. And also, I hear Dad saying picky, and not that you're picky, Jared, but it's like being particular and picky, because especially when we are unemployed, to be able to do this, I call it the duality dance. And so it's like when we are getting shooken down to our core, we have our survival issues coming up, and being able to keep our energy expanded and being open to infinite possibilities. And so that also means what I call is like bridger jobs. And so that's like when we think of I have to go out and work in this department, but to be open into any, not going and getting a job like at McDonald's or Walmart, but just to be open, having a open, wide open space as far as where you could get jobs, because I see that one, getting a job, I mean, you get a job offer within the next 2 to 3 months that offers you opportunities to bridge over to another company. So think of going to one place and then they have your preference, and by the time you get into the 5 months from now, you're sitting in what I call that he's calling the king's chair. So that means to me, like, all things make sense as far as, like, when one door shuts, the other door is open. So it's being able to maintain that energy. And this is an airy fairy. This is literally that we put out in our front fibers. That's where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires, and we also put our worst nightmares. And so especially when we're going through unemployment, when people, I know a lot of people go going through foreclosure, that they're going through really their worst nightmares, being able to maintain an open energy field for the infinite possibilities to come in, where we, our heads could say, that's impossible to happen, that can't happen. I could counteract everything, the impossibles, with stories that I've heard around the world where things do happen. So, again, the Dad's recognizing, call in for help, Jared, because there's a lot of times you carry this on your shoulders, like a weight on your shoulders. Month is, again, the month of May is a big turning point, especially the second week of May, so that's like coming up to next week, and that this is, again, a huge turning point, like you turn the corner, and then I see it like a downhill slide, like one of those kids slip and slides, and so that means ease, that means fun, that means easy, already been through hardship and hard times in the May days, and now it's time to slide in, and having where you could literally find out that the job wasn't available before because somebody didn't move, somebody had to get transferred across the country, something along those lines. So they're hearing your desires, they're hearing your wants to not give up as far as having a job. Do not feel contracted, because when we feel contracted, then it's harder for ourselves to be able to magnetically get what we want. And again, this is where he is talking about as far as the duality dance, again, is being able to stay wide open as we be proactive. Proactive is not having the energy of reaction cause static. Think about it as a radio station. When we're proactive, it's like a note that's going out that's like a clear radio station. So it's part of like our job with the duality dance is being able to have clear radio station versus static when we're feeling nervous. And so this is when they're not only on your, again, on your side. It's like when I hear the grandmother saying, you deserve a break today, and I see a Kit Kat, that means that and make a break coming to you and learn again to ask for help from the angelic world, from your family that has crossed over, that they're there to help and open doors, and then taking the steps to do it, to get out there. And again, over the next five, I see you employed in 5 months, but this is where the job is before 5 months from now, but you feel like you're, you can finally rest. You can finally, like, sit in the chair and feel like you're grounded and that you're secure, okay?
Now, is it going to be something that I enjoy doing? It's going to
absolutely
fulfill me?
Absolutely. That's the part of the paradox, is that it's like, you know, that when you hear the sayings that so many times with people that, when you lost the job, it allowed you to go over to do something that you really loved, and it was a thing that when one door shut, all the other windows opened. That's the part that they're showing me, as far as you've already been through the Mayday. You're not going to have to go do, like, work at McDonald's or Burger King, just symbolically. Yes, you're going to go into something that you like, and that's the part of staying open. Jared, when our head could say, well, there's not a lot of places in that job that I like, this is where it's like that's our ego head trying to scare us, and we're already in a place where we could feel vulnerable. It's about being proactive and putting the energy out there, as far as, of course, I'm going to get into a place of where I deserve. I'm entitled to get into a job that I love, and this is what I'm entitled to, and nothing's going to shake me from that entitlement, and that's where the guys are in your corner to make it happen, and you're doing the physical steps to make it happen, okay?
Okay.
All right. Very good.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared, for calling in, and definitely good luck to you. And, you know, I know, Carrie, though, just to kind of put it out there, for, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, the market's reached its bottom out. I never really thought it was a big issue around the parts over here in the western side of the, you know, the states over here on the United States. You know, in the Pacific Northwest, you know, we have some thriving media, and of course, the big Microsoft, if anyone's heard of the software company, Microsoft. It's kind of an interesting thing. Like, I know the media plays, you know, up into the topic in general.
Right.
Do you have actually a lot of people on the side that call you for further details, or, you know, like, I guess a further depth in reading rather than ones on air about that situation?
Oh, definitely. As far as the, you know, it's interesting what you're saying, as far as that, that's where I was talking about reaction versus proaction, mm-hmm. because when we get bombarded by the media and by other people's fear, it literally acts like a tuning fork, and it goes through our history, and so it pulls us where either we feel contracted, and then we get into that that fear mode, and then that's what we create, and that's what we see, and that's what we literally attract to us, and that's what we start hearing, because it's all about vibration. And then if we start clearing out, and then we start having more stabilized energy, then we hear about different opportunities, and it feels like we're much more smoother or in tune with the flow. So absolutely, in different parts of I'm seeing a curve where it's not enough media attention, but where a friend of mine even just said that she was surprised where she heard the housing market has been taking a curve for the positive side, especially in the West Coast is definitely being hit here. I live in the West Coast, and I live in the East Coast. Right. I want to live in the West Coast. That's my journey. But I definitely am seeing a turn for this in the lighter direction. So people that even have money are tending to contract right now because they're afraid, and this is not the time to hold back and not live. And so that causes more of that fear part. So it's not about spending like crazy either, because that's what it goes back to being a balance. It's like what we were talking about in the beginning. It's all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like not living. But it's also not going overboard like we did. It goes back to getting back into balance, getting back into that flow part, and we are reorganizing. There's a part of the whole earth here is reorganizing itself, as far as those that have been off balance, and where you hear people get, you know, $100 million checks where other people are sitting there starving or getting out in the streets. That's off balance. And so it's all about a reorganizing energy where people are becoming much more in balance. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly with the whole situation with the whole bailout money, where it's, you know, fending all these top executives for these, you know, huge bonuses. And you're like, well, that makes complete no sense whatsoever because the company is doing just fine regardless. So why do you have, it's kind of a hot topic, that's for sure.
Exactly. And that's where Benny's like putting what my guides and angels have been saying is like putting the light in that has been dark and hidden. So think of all of a sudden we all collectively can't put our head in the sand as far as that people were getting these outrageous things as people were losing their pension. You know
sure.
what I mean?
So right.
this is, and then it took us to get our voice and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is off balance. This is craziness. And so it's been us being able to say, hey, uncle, we've stopped. We got to be proactive here, not reactive, proactive. Because
right.
reactive, it feeds that whole fear mm-hmm. and it just it has that energy spiral.
Yeah.
When you're proactive, you're saying your voice, but you're saying it in a much more different energy. It's like saying it with a megaphone that has you're right and you're grounded and you're holding your core versus saying it shaky. And a lot of people are learning when they first get their head out of the sand, they just I feel kind of shaky because this is survival issues here. So it's being able to feel secure within yourself, and that's where your whole energy signature changes. And it's like that's where a lot of it. Things that have been occluded, separated, is coming into the light for off of that balance.
Very good point. Very good point. Well, let's run off to a break, Carrie. You're,
all
of course, you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. And hold tight, Joanne and Greg. We will get to you after this break. And Carrie, take us on out to the break there.
All righty.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
The Hotel Max introduces Seattle to an experience of art and luxury combined. It's the most artistic downtown Seattle hotel and is the perfect setting for business or pleasure. Hotel Max provides the platform for viewing emerging and established Seattle artists and photographers with more than 350 original paintings and photographs found throughout the hotel. At Hotel Max, you definitely know you're in Seattle. Visit HotelMaxSeattle.com. That's HotelMaxSeattle.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and you're listening live to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go back to the phone lines?
All right, we will do that. And Joanne, want to say thank you so much for waiting patiently. In fact, she was waiting for 20 minutes. Lost the call, called us back in. We got her back into the queue, so that's a good thing. She, her situation, Carrie, with Joanne, she's just recently ended a 5-year relationship. She wants to know what's in the future. It was kind of an on again, off again, and a little bit of a situation that might have turned a little sour near the end as well. So, Joanne, let's welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much for being there.
Okay.
Hello.
So Joanne, you ended a 5-year relationship.
Yes, it was 24/7 with no trust and no freedom on his part of me.
Okay. And no trust and freedom on your side?
He didn't trust me.
Okay. So think of that. It's interesting timing, Joanne, in the fact of where I saw in the year 208 that there was an energy. Actually, the last 3 years, it's been fascinating. This consciousness or this like love wash happening, and for us collectively going down to our subconscious for us to say enter into divine partnership. And divine partnership is our birthright, and it's also very balanced. When we come in, collectively we come in with this energy of the you complete me energy, and we've had that for thousands and thousands of years, meaning that we were trained to you complete me, to half equal whole, all that wonderful stuff. And so that was part of our training. That was part of what our generational patterns have shown, and this is where we're getting out of this, because the you complete me means that we're saying that we are not complete, that we don't come in whole. So the last 3 years, there's been this wash, this awakening, this real rising of our consciousness that we are whole, that we come incomplete. And so a lot of relationships have been brought up to the light for people to recognize, saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm whole, I'm complete. And so what, Joanne, you're looking for is a you compliment me relationship, and having where nobody trusts you and that you don't have freedom, that's part of an incomplete relationship. So there's a part where somebody doesn't, it's actually a bondage relationship is what I'm seeing. And also, Joanne, what I'm seeing, it goes back to when I'm looking into your energy field in your second chakra, and the second chakra is all about sex, finances, one-on-one relationships, creativity center, it's the huge one. And I go back to your 4.5 to 6 years old, 5.5, 6 years old. And really, and when you hang up, think about what was going on in your life at that time. It doesn't have to be molestation and anything awful, but it's examining where, what position father was, father figures were at that time. Because when I see somebody with their back in a trench coat and their back is toward you, there's a part where that child in you felt his distancing and felt his, like, emotionally unavailable. And so what that does is program us to be our cellular memory thinks, okay, that's what relationships are, emotionally unavailable men. And even when people could be physically there, they could emotionally be in their emotional bodies. Mental bodies. They could be thinking about work and anything else except for being in their emotional bodies. And so think of that. This is what this, it was a karmic relationship that helped you realize what you don't want in a relationship. When I see a karmic hangover, that means to me that, again, there's a think of even past life connections. If you don't believe in past life, just think of it as a what they call in shamanism is a soul retrieval, to be able to help heal that 4.5 to 6 year old child within you that was looking for a strong right side base. And so this is where we're going to talk about in the beginning of the show, where we all have our individual right side and our left side of our energy field. And our right side is our male side, and so we want to strengthen that and to have that be whole, and then the left side be whole, and then we bring in whole relationships. And so think of, and I'm even when I tap into your energy, I start losing my voice, and so that's all about the throat chakra, and the throat chakra and the second chakra go hand in hand. And so think of the throat chakra as the ability to speak. We all can talk, blah, blah, blah. This is about speaking about our vulnerabilities. This is speaking about our worst nightmares, the ability to feel free. And then going back to as far as with the relationship of no trust and feeling freedom, think of that. There's a part of your higher self, your angel self, your higher super consciousness, whatever you want to call it, has 50 gazillion names and no name at all. You've tapped into that aspect of yourself, that essence of yourself, and that is going to bring you into a different energy vibration. Think of like attracts like. So it's like being able to take the pearls of wisdom from the relationship and learn what you take what you could learn with that relationship. And also forgiveness is huge, especially when there's a lot of emotional abuse and trauma with it. And so being able to say, okay, do better when we know better. I know that I'm not going to get into another relationship that has no trust and no freedom, and that, and especially we're all here to complement each other, not to own each other or do any kind of like bring another person down. And I'm looking at that part of this relationship was really a like an energy vampire, like wanting your light. And we all have our own light, and that we have to learn to feed ourselves with our own light, meaning the universal energy that's there for all of us, and we're not here to feed off other people's energy. And so that's where you're free from that now. And a lot of times when we do that, it's like a recalibration time, because 5 years is a long time to be like an energy feed. So take, especially over the next 3 days, 3 months, and especially you're going to see a lot of 3-3-3s into, think of into August is a huge period for you right now as far as recalibrating, because think of a 5-year relationship, your energy is combined. And so we just don't separate and break up. There's energetic ties that connect us with that individual. And so think of this as a time for you to heal cellularly, and again, go back down to that 4.5 to 6 year old child. Heal her, have her feel safe. I see a futon, and so when I see a futon, it's like being able to feel feel relaxed, comfortable, have your back, and feel very supported. And that's going to be able to absolutely do deep healing in the heart and the issues of the heart and really change the whole signature that goes out there as far as your heart signature, loud and clear as far as another relationship. You have another a relationship coming in, and especially when I see the opportunity of coming in very strong as October. October can sound far away, but it's not when you've just entered out a five-year relationship. And also this relationship is like a marriage. So energetically, it's a lot like a marriage. So there's a part where we want to heal. So when we enter in that next relationship, we're much more of a, think of again when I talk about radio station, you're in the same station, you're in tune with each other, and that you're on the same page, you're on the same station, and there's no static there. And so this is where, again, taking the time of saying, okay, I'm going for the you compliment me relationships, I come complete, I am whole, I am holy, I don't, nobody comes in to complete me, I already am, but by my birthright, I come in whole. And this is where real cellularly healing of our wounded child. We all have that wounded child aspect, and then we start getting in different relationships in all aspects of our life. And so, again, take over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months into this is all about you, Joanne, and really define yourself as far as taking care of yourself, nurture yourself. And because when I'm looking at your energy field, it's like been through the battle, a battlefield, especially in the emotional body. It's like a lot of arrows in there. So you're feeling and healing and taking out those emotional arrows, filling yourself up, and really get into a good energy maintenance, because it helps really clear the energy field and help clear out the mental and emotional energy dynamics that have been happening the last 5 years. And again, it puts out a different signature, so you bring in a different signature. And again, October is a time of middle of October. I'm seeing 15th through 19th. I don't know why those dates are right in my head, but real being able to stand in the core and step into a relationship that's much more of a you compliment me relationship. And so this is where it's appreciating the freedom, especially when there's bondage and no trust, as far as feeling it's like a think of a hawk in a canary cage, and now you're out and you're a hawk, and so you could not feel what it feels like to be able to fly free and not be stuck in that canary cage, and take that in literally. So your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, it'll help you do real cellular healing. And again, going down to look at the family dynamics of messages that were given consciously or subconsciously. And it's not a like blame game. It's just saying, you know what, I'm taking this pearls of wisdom, and those that do not resonate with me, I'm clearing out. And this is going to put you in much more of the divine compliment relationship posture. And that's what you will attract in for your next relationship. And I also see that this is a keeper. And I'm also seeing that next relationship is a keeper, meaning that they're on the same page as wanting to have a committed relationship, and when I see a diamond ring, it's committed to whatever that means to you as far as being committed, but also it's like some sort of marriage ceremony, and even if it's commitment ceremony, it's where that's what you're stepping into next, and this is where there's a lot of ease with this. It's like being on the same page with the same person and feeling a lot of ease. I'm also seeing a John and Joseph, or a big J with this name. It doesn't have to be his first name. It could even be a grandfather that his name was Joseph, and a lot of like middle name of Josephs. And so if somebody, and Michael asks you out, do not go out with him because his name is not Joseph, because you can find out that his grandfather's Joseph. And so, or the last name is Joseph as far as the maternal mom side. And so just realize that this period right now is where I see a lot of sevens. That means to me recognizing you're an old soul, really taking the independence, sevens, the month of seven, for it's all about July. It's about independence. It's about taking, recognizing the healing, going down into the child part and really clearing issues of the heart, and realizing taking, if there's something that you could take out of that relationship, it's really important to shut the door as far as what, something positive out of the relationship, even if it's like I'll never be in a relationship where I don't listen to the red flags. Like a lot of times we get red flags and we say, oh, we'll change them, or I can understand that because they went through this. And it's like, you know what, I'm not going to listen to the red flags. I'm going to put up on the table and bring them up instead of like not listening to them. And so that's lesson learned. And so part of it, again, when I see the energetic hangover too, it's like a relationship that was absolutely karmic hangover, meaning that there was no mistake with this relationship as far as meant to meet him, and that this is where you're reclaiming your freedom, and that's the best thing that you could ever do for yourself, because you're redefining yourself, how you see yourself in relationships, and that you compliment me is your graduation status, and that's what you came in here for. And so that's a wonderful thing. Okay,
thank you so much, Carrie, for being there.
You're welcome. Excuse me?
Oh, actually, she's already off the air there, Carrie, so you can go ahead and wrap it up.
All right. Well, you're welcome to listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. I thank you, and we'll be back next week, and may you align with the divine.